Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, February 2nd. Some people go their own way, and so do some stars. Instead of sticking with the stars around them, they follow their own path around the galaxy. That's the case with Dubby, the star that marks the top right point of the bowl of the Big Dipper. Five of the seven stars that outline the Dipper belong to a star cluster, a big stellar family. As a result, they move through the galaxy together, and they're all about the same distance from Earth, roughly 80 light years. The Dipper's two other stars don't belong to the cluster. Dubby is the more distant of the two. In fact, it's the most distant of all the Dipper stars, about 125 light-years away. Dubby forms its own little family. It consists of two pairs of stars. The leader of one pair is at the end of its normal lifetime, so it's puffed up to giant proportions. It's especially bright, so it contributes most of the light we see as Dubby. Its companion is a couple of billion miles away from it. So the two stars orbit each other once every 45 years or so. The other pair is pretty impressive as well, but a long way from its brighter siblings. Because Dubby isn't related to the Dipper's other stars, it'll move out of its position in the Dipper much sooner than the others. That will stretch the Dipper out, eventually pulling it apart. For now, look for Dubby in the northeast this evening. Dubby leads the Dipper up into the sky, and high across the north during the night. We have much more about the stars in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.